Hello, I'm your host Christine, and welcome to 우명 Cast, where you can listen to great teacher 우명's words of wisdom. Today's story is called Let's Become the Mind of the Great Nature. A UNESCO World Heritage Site is a location, man-made or natural, that is listed by UNESCO as having a special cultural or physical significance. In order to be nominated for this list, the site must meet a criterion as set by UNESCO. Search the internet and you can easily find such beautiful scenes posted on this site. Some of the most famous natural heritages by UNESCO include Canada's Rocky Mountain National Park, America's Yellowstone National Park, and Nepal's Everest National Park. Just by looking at the pictures, you cannot help but admire their beauty that nature has made over the course of time. At the same time, you become solemn about how tiny mankind is in the bigger scheme of the great nature. If you are given an opportunity to visit the natural heritages in person, you would feel great inspiration and admiration. Birds in the sky, fish in ocean, and animals and plants on ground live silently together with the great nature. The great nature does not have confinements and judgments towards one another. That is, it just lives with the mind of the truth without the mind of an individual as it is. However, human mind has many aspects, contrasting with the great nature. Humans like to boast about themselves because he is self-centered. It is so difficult to live the true life of nature without the self, as we are bound to conceptions and customs that we have been formed by the life we live, that which we call our self. However, there are still many people who have abandoned conceptions of the self and lived the life of sacrifice and service. It is truly amazing, and just by looking at them, we become ashamed of ourselves. Why don't we become the mind of the great nature by escaping from this tiny frame that we call myself? If we can become one with the great nature, rather than just a tiny human being in the extensive great nature, it would be true joy and happiness to us. The great nature is our teacher and the birthplace of our mind. To conclude, I would like to introduce a piece of writing by teacher 우명. Please think deeply about the life of nature that is just as it is. This is called Great Nature. Birds singing, insects chirping, the sounds of beasts in the dark. Trees and grass are thick. After resting from the heat of the day, there are the beasts that move in the night. This deep, deep forest is no different from ancient times. I tried to figure out how many have come to this place, but I do not think anyone has come looking for it. All the while, nature stays silently in its place. People think nature has unheard complaints of its own. But nature just stays as it is, with no mind of having done so. The mind of nature is the mind of truth. In the mind of truth, there is no mind of individuality at all. It stays as it is, without judgment or discernment. Water flows from high to low, running into trees, stones, and moss, so clear that it is almost white. The water tastes sweet, and upon its surface, water drops roll like crystals. The water runs along the valley to become the river, to become the sea. The sea is a composition of the rivers and the sea, and thus salty. It changes to vapor to become rain, and rain falls to land. Round and round in circles it goes. On the highest mountains, there are no trees and grass, because conditions do not allow for them to exist. Likewise, people who regard themselves too highly have no one around them. This was from The Way to Become a Person in Heaven While Living by teacher Woo Myung. We hope you enjoyed today's insightful poem by great teacher Woo Myung. Thank you for listening and please join us next time on Woo Myung Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher Woo Myung's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This Woo Myung Cast is sponsored by Mom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher Woo Myung, please visit woomyung.org.